Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Bonjour tous.
Avec Véronica.
Well, after a fairly alarming week globally and indeed locally, how best not to dwell on these things when cultural life is a bit thin on the ground? Or dare I say, hibernating until the worst of the winter is past. But we do have the cinema to take our minds off the worrisome aspects of life, if only for a couple of hours at a time. Well, as we approach the end of this year's awards season, there are a couple of films you still might want to see. Tonight and on the 20th, there is Maria at 9 o'clock in the evening at Lector. As I said before, Angelina Jolie is beautiful to look at. A lot of effort has been made to recreate Callas' enclosed world in Paris. Coincidentally, her great love, Aristotle Onassis, predeceased her there by 2 years in 1975. Among other luminaries who died in Paris, there was Gertrude Stein and her friend Alice B. Toklas in the 40s, Oscar Wilde, genius wit, poet and playwright, who ended his days rather sadly in 1900, Princess Diana in 1997, Jim Morrison of the Doors, a rock legend, who along with Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, Kurt Cobain, Amy Winehouse, Brian Jones, and the artist Jean-Michel Basquiat, all died aged 27, which is quite extraordinary. One other famous Brit who lived and died in the City of Light was, of course, Jane Birkin, in the same physical mould as Françoise Hardy and Charlotte Rampling, slender, elegant, effortlessly lovely, but was as famous for her bag as for her long career, which inspired millions of women worldwide. She had it designed for her by Hermès, who else, to be big enough to carry all the stuff she needed. Plus, she loved to hang things off it, keys, watches, miniatures, so that the bag would jangle and make her laugh. And now, every child carrying a backpack seems to have a something dangling off it. So, from her, back to Maria. Then on Thursday and Friday, a film I absolutely adored called Sing Sing, based on the true case of a man serving time for a crime he didn't commit at Sing Sing Correctional Facility, which was a maximum security prison outside New York, the name deriving from a Native American tribe called Tsintsink, but it became part of American street language. The film introduces us to a group of inmates who form a drama group to help them prepare for life outside. Black American actor Coleman Domingo portrays the prisoner, and listening to him reciting Hamlet almost makes you cry. It's so poetic. Not only that, several of his co-inmates in the film are the real deal. They were real-life prisoners who signed up to similar acting programs within their prisons. So it's utterly authentic. Why do I dislike awards? It's that often wonderful films like this get sidelined because the publicity machine has not included them. This would be my special category Oscar winner. You can see it on Saturday at 3 and on Sunday at 9 in English. Then a special treat. It's a tribute to David Lynch, who died recently, the director of moody, unpredictable, stylized, almost surreal works, Dune, Mulholland Avenue, Twin Peaks, and Blue Velvet. Always check the times because they can vary. This starts at 8:30. And there, of course, there is The Brutalist, which comes to our screens on the 26th. And by then, we shall know if it has won Best Picture at the Oscars. I leave you, though, with a local initiative, still in Lector, but far away from Tinseltown. Fundraising evening for Ukraine. Never has it seemed more necessary. On Saturday the 22nd, starting at 11, with a procession with the Ukrainian flag, and then a reception at midday at the town hall. At 8, there's a dinner dance. €20 per person, 10 for the younger ones. Borscht soup, chicken Kiev, that's the stuffed chicken coated in breadcrumbs, followed by lots of pastries. The dancing starts at 9:30 for an extra €5, so book yourselves in at the Office de Tourisme Lector on 078-3517-289. A very worthwhile event indeed.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Till next time.
www.dfm930.com